Program Wild and Scary. Apologize for nothing. Some programmers value rigid structure and rule of code law. It is a pretty good policy, very similar to strip mining. No surprises, no dangers, no need to dig scary tunnels. Such an approach does lead to wisdom, and it is precious, but it is very narrow. You get stability, but you need a team of developers who are approaching wise so that you can all collaborate together and emerge something magnificent. I am a maverick because I have always programmed alone. I don't have a team. And I always move at such speeds that teams would actually slow me down. I think rather than telling computers what to do for me, I explore what they are good at. And routing through that, communicating that, is just too much. I'd rather move alone. This morning, a person unraveled upon one of my poems. If he was intelligent, as programmers often are, he would have been trying to say something about the operator combine latest, that it is of the observables world and not of the world of signals. I think he just looked at my visual programming artwork and shot a comment without braining. But let's assume that he was very intelligent because there is a difference. The difference between signals and observables is that observables are smart enough to clean up after themselves, whereas signals are beautifully simple and just kind of sit there, waiting for your application to clean them up. I see observables as a program, and to me, signals are just variables. To explain combine latest with observables is much harder because observables are far more complex than signals. It's a programming toolkit. Signals just broadcast values, shooting out notifications of updates. Observables write programs. This amazing, great, and revolutionary thing called functional reactive programming is just observables and their operators. Now, let me explain combine latest one more time, now that we know that signals are just variables and observables are basically a way to create programs. We can easily explain combine latest by using an email analogy. Imagine you have a distant server that you never check that forwards you a summary of your inbox every once in a while. Imagine you have three people in that address book. Combine latest would wait for all of them to send you a message before even activating. It searches for a kind of stability, and then sends you an email with all three messages and keep you updated each time any one of them sent you a new message. And again, it would send you all three messages. But now, only the latest message would be fresh. The other two messages would be a copy of what you've already seen. The thinking here is that something has changed, and things are just different. Here is an update. Not all of it is new, but things are not the way they used to be. So here you go. Here is your update. Whether it is an observable piping messages into a combine latest, or three little signals that just hold colors, it doesn't matter. Combine latest is not actually attached to anything specific. It is not functional reactive programming or observables. It's just a good and wise programming idea. The world of programming is incredibly large. While I really am a maverick that's inventing his own thing, I did narrow my abilities and strategized about a search for wisdom. For one, I abandoned all my languages except for JavaScript. I will never look beyond ECMAScript. I am convinced that there is no time for such fancies. And focusing all my efforts on visual programming languages is also another narrowing, so I am focusing. But looking to other programs and searching for ideas is not about strip mining. And again, there is no time for such things. You can't be careful about what you're learning. You have to look everywhere and follow your nose. Pocket all the lovely ideas and keep on hopping around. When learning, you must not move slowly. Delivering software probably does demand narrowing and focus on just one or two things, but learning and expanding our knowledge is absolutely the opposite. It is the realm of mavericks and wizards. In context of Combine Latest, I have absolutely no intention of using some functional reactive library made by other people. Instead of needing a team of developers to invent something nice and stable here, I will use AI to build on top of what I've learned from functional reactive programming. I will take it my own way. The finest example of being maverick is me asking AI to recreate Erlang's OTP under JavaScript and seeing agents for what they really are. I was so fascinated that I highly recommend typing that in. I actually did that for many technologies and all languages I could think of. I wanted to see what AI can uncover for me. Prolog was also very enchanting. JavaScript has a history of borrowing from functional programming. That is what map, filter, and reduce represents. And now with the aid of AI, there is nothing to stop anybody from borrowing all the things from everywhere. The world of programming is not about rigid classification, boundaries, and safety. It is about mutation. Out of control witches and wizards and mavericks creating things out of thin air in a universe of infinite complexity.